Time now, 14 minutes to 8. The union is sleepwalking into oblivion. That was the warning from the former Prime Minister Gordon Brown yesterday, firing both barrels at Boris Johnson, arguing his pursuit of a no-deal Brexit could bring about the end of the United Kingdom. By rights, it should be music to the ears of the pro-independence lobby. So why then is one of the leading voices in that camp, the Wings Over Scotland blogger Stuart Campbell, contemplating launching a breakaway party that would field candidates at the next Holyrood election? Well, let's ask him, because Stuart Campbell joins us now from our studio in Bath. Good morning to you.
Morning, Gary. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. What is your thinking here?
Our thinking is something that's been known for a long time, which is that the SNP's votes on the regional list get badly wasted by the Holyrood electoral system. The SNP got about a million votes in 2016, which is about the same number that Labour and the Tories combined got. But the SNP got four list seats for that, while Labour and the Tories got 45. If the SNP's list votes went to another pro-independence party, that could get a lot more seats and secure a pro-independence majority if one was needed.
Don't many people who vote SNP perhaps consider the Greens as a second alternative?
Well, no, not many do. No, the fact is that people simply don't want to vote for sort of far-left parties like the Greens or the SSP or Rise. I mean, I think Wings has about twice as many readers as the highest ever vote the Greens have recorded at an election, and many times more than the other small parties. I think people are uncomfortable with a lot of those parties, let's say radical policies, and I think they'd be prepared to vote for a pro-independence party that was a little more mainstream, and one that they've sort of known for years.
So what sort of policies would you espouse? Would it just be independence, or would you imagine you'd have a range of policies?
Oh, I imagine we'd have positions on most things, but it's far too early in the day to sort of say what all of those would be now. It's the party is sort of just a thought at the moment. We haven't actually formed it. There's no sort of great plans being made.
Have you been speaking to anybody in the SNP, for instance? Are any current SNP politicians interested?
We've spoken to, we've had interest from all over the place. We've sort of, from activists, from people who are in the SNP, from people that aren't involved in politics at all, even from people at the BBC.
There's been a suggestion that what might happen here if you do pursue this is that ultimately that pro-independence vote is split. But is that the case, given the electoral system on offer at Holyrood?
It's very unlikely that that would be the case, no. I mean, the SNP only have four list seats at the moment. Current polling looks very much as though the SNP would sweep most of the constituency seats again, which would mean they would probably get even fewer list seats than the last time. I have to say, Gary, the BBC's been presenting this story for the last 3 days as me setting up a party to take on the SNP. It's a very inaccurate description of the situation. The idea is to increase the number of pro-independence seats by taking them from the unionist parties, not by taking them from the SNP.
But the SNP say that a party that you would get behind wouldn't help promote independence, because they plan to hold the second independence referendum before the 2021 election. Are you happy with the direction of travel that the SNP have been laying out? Are you happy with, do you believe that we will see that referendum before the next Holyrood election?
I think anything is possible in politics at the moment, Gary, but no, I don't think it's a great secret that I and a lot of other people are rather uncomfortable with the direction that the SNP is moving in at the moment. It seems to have become a stopping Brexit party rather than a gaining independence party. That's something they haven't got a mandate for, and it's something that if they were to achieve it, it would nullify the mandate that they do have from the 2016 election to have a second independence referendum. However, if they do hold a referendum before 2021, then categorically the Wings party will not happen. That's the whole point.
Do you see this as perhaps holding the SNP's feet to the fire in terms of making sure that referendum that you would like to see actually happens?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, it's just something to demonstrate to them the strength of people's feelings and the fact that people aren't terribly happy with their current direction.
And if you did field candidates, would you yourself stand?
I haven't decided that yet. As I say, this whole thing's just a thought at the moment, but I would imagine it's fairly likely.
OK, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning. That's Stuart Campbell. He is behind the Wings Over Scotland blog. The time is 9 minutes to 8.